Leadership is a commitment, and it's a conviction that's non-compromising to those you want to be an example for. Leadership is a commitment to your community and to those less fortunate that by your deeds shows that success comes through you, not to you. Leadership is when you lose 6 games in a row and everybody's waiting for you to give the signal to jump ship so that everybody can turn on their coach and their teammates. You're the one who stands up and holds everybody accountable. Leadership is the size of the fight in the dog. Leadership is the man that I'm going to bring up to the stage, Antrell Roll.
You know, I'm not a New Yorker originally. I am now. But when I was given the awareness that I was going to be presented with this prestigious award, I went back and I did my research on Mr. Thurman Munson, and while reading, I started to get goosebumps, basically for the mere fact that I just turned 31 this past December, and unfortunately he lost his life at 32, and it kind of put things in perspective of you live for today because you're never guaranteed tomorrow. So when people ask me, why do you play with so much passion? Why do you play with so much fire? Do you play because of the money? Do you play for this reason, that reason? I say, you know what? I play for myself. I play for my teammates. I represent the name on the back of my jersey, which is Roll. I play for the less fortunate, for those who I've seen growing up before my time, during my time, and after my time that possessed way more talents than myself, but unfortunately didn't make it because of lack of guidance, because of lack of commitment. And earlier today when I spoke to Ms. Diana Munson, she said some things to me that really struck home while describing her husband. She said he was cocky. She said he was extremely confident. And I said, man, that sounds like me. And and when I was speaking to her, and I say, wow, I say, till this day, you know, doing my research, I say he's the only Yankee to ever win Rookie of the Year and the MVP award. And I said, that's awesome. And she hit me with a better fact in saying that at the beginning of his rookie year, he started out 0-31. I said, man. And he still run Rookie of the Year. I said, you know, that's awesome. So, you know, as Carl Banks was up here speaking, you know, the Giants, we didn't have a successful year this year under any means, and it's very unfortunate. But we started out 0-6, and there's a lot of things that can take place within your locker room when you start 0-6. You know, you can start finger pointing. You can start bashing your coach. You can start bashing one another. You can start fighting amongst each other. And I've always considered myself a leader. I always considered myself a player of the game. But this year, you know, I had to definitely give myself a pat on the back because I think this year I've dealt with the most adverse I've ever dealt with in my 31 years of living and being a part of any professional team or any team organization in its entirety. You know, I understand my position. I understand my leadership. I understand how my teammates view me. And there were many times at night, anyone here knows me, Chris Cantor, tell you, I don't like to lose under any means. And to keep 53 men in order to walk on the field amongst coaches, amongst players, amongst ownership, and have a smile on your face and still come out with the same swagger, the same intensity, even more passion, it was extremely hard to do, knowing that inside I was broken. And so, you know, with that being said, you know, I go out there and I play the game. I play the game for many reasons. You know, we're here on behalf of this wonderful foundation, and those kids will, you know, never get to be where I am today. And I don't take that for granted. I understand where I am, I understand my hard work, and I understand, more importantly, where I come from. And I come from a strong background. My mother and my father, since the age of six, have only missed one game. They come to each and every game. Every home game, every away game, they attend each and every game. I'm 31 years old. That's a lot of traveling. You know, so you know, when I look at Miss Diane Monson, thank you. When I look at Miss Diane Monson, I think to myself, you know, I'm 31 years old. I'm not married yet. But if I would, you know, be honored to have a wife, I would love to have someone like yourself, because you're an extremely tough woman. Yeah, I'm just, you know, just I've never met her before a day in my life, and just the warm feeling that I have, you know, just with the brief conversation that we've had. She's a remarkable woman, and more importantly, not knowing her, I can tell that she's the backbone. She's the backbone, you know, of her household. I know what a strong woman is. I come from a very, very strong woman. So real, recognized, real, and you're definitely a real woman. You're a strong woman. So I thank you, and I thank you all for this award, and appreciate it.